AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ceasefire talks in Gaza are expected to resume this week, but there is not a lot of optimism on the Hamas side. Top Hamas official Osama Hamdan told the AP they're losing faith in the U.S. ability to mediate a deal. He says Hamas will only be involved if the talks focus on the proposal detailed by President Biden in May and endorsed internationally. Vidant Patel at the State Department says the U.S. expects talks to resume.
It is far time for the remaining hostages to be released, which of course include American citizens, and bring relief to the people of Gaza under the deal that is now on the table.
Hamas is especially resistant to Israel's demand it maintain a lasting military presence in two strategic areas of Gaza after any ceasefire. NASA says it's still deciding whether to keep two astronauts, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, at the International Space Station until early next year and send their troubled Boeing capsule back empty. The test pilots anticipated being away just a week or so when they rocketed away in June as Starliner's first crew, but thruster failures and helium leaks have kept them there. Williams talked about it last month.
This is a test flight. We were expecting to find some things, and so we are finding stuff, and we're correcting it and making changes, making updates with our control team.
California's largest wildfire so far this year, the Park Fire near Chico, is 40% contained after scorching more than 670 square miles. Hunter Biden reportedly asked the U.S. ambassador to Italy to help with an energy project a Ukrainian gas company was pursuing while his father was vice president. First reported by the New York Times, Biden wrote a letter to the ambassador in 2016 asking for assistance for the Ukrainian company Burisma. Ernesto is strengthened into a hurricane and is dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico. This is AP News. A mysterious altar stone at Stonehenge may have traveled more than 430 miles.
Each year, people gather in the UNESCO World Heritage Site to celebrate the solstice, to pray, or to be close to the ancient stones. In a recent study, scientists say they're 95% certain the altar rock originated from the Orcadian Basin in northeast Scotland, which begs the question, how did it get to southern England? Scientists are ruling out natural glacial flow as a means of transportation, which means humans must have moved the rock somehow. The lead author of the study and geochronologist Anthony Clark also said it was unlikely it was moved over land.
Which, for us, left the option of marine transport as a feasible, really credible option for this transport south.
The new paper shines light on the origins of the stones in the circle, and we now know they were sourced from England, Wales and Scotland, making the site truly pan-British. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.